The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
We are in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Klal Chaf Hei. Dine Ashrei Uvalitzion Ad Gemar HaTfila, the halachas pertaining to the conclusion of davening. Omrim Ashrei Utehila LaDavid, for the second time during the day, we recite Ashrei and Tehila LaDavid. Utzrichin Lechavin Bo Hetev, one should concentrate intently when reciting these psukim. Ubefrat Bepasuk Paiseach Es Yodecha, Yechavein eslibo meod. Especially while reciting the pasuk poseach es yadecha, he opens his hand umasbia lachol chai rotzon and gladly provides sustenance for every living being. One should have intense kavana at that point. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch earlier in Simin Yudalid mentions that when one recites poseach es yadecha, he should have in mind that Rabbeinu Shlom should provide sustenance, support for him and for all of Klal Yisrael. That is the kavana that one should have while reciting Poseach Es Yodecha. Continues the Kitzur back in Klal Chof Dalid, Chof Hei. Achakach Omrim Lamnatzeach. Following Ashrei, Lamnatzeach is to be recited. The Mishnah Brura adds that if the Shamish or the Gabbai needs to make an announcement in Shul, he should do so before Ashrei rather than between Ashrei and Lamnatzeach. And certainly no announcements should be made while the congregation is reciting Ashrei and Uvalatzion, because that will disturb their Kavana. The Elu Yomim Shein Omer Moso continues the Kitzur. On the following days, Lamnatzeach is omitted. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Vehu Adin, B'Shana Muberes, if it's a leap year, meaning there are two Adars, 13 months to the year, at that occasion, Lamnatzeach would be omitted, B'Yom Yudalad V'Tesvav Shabbat Adar Rishon. Not only is Lamnatzeach omitted on Purim, which on a leap year would fall out on the 14th or 15th of the second Adar, but it would be omitted on the first Adar as well. Erev Pesach, the Erev Yom HaKippurim, both of which are festive days. Tisha B'Av, and it is not to be recited on Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is also considered a Moed. And it's for this reason that Tachnun as well is omitted on Tisha B'Av. Gam ein omrim oso beveisa avel. Likewise, Lamnatzeach is omitted in a house of mourning because there is din, there is a strict mode of judgment that hovers over that house, and we don't want to exacerbate or aggravate it by adding Lamnatzeach, which mentions tzara. Ubiyom shein omrim Lamnatzeach, on a day when Lamnatzeach is omitted, gam keil erech apayim, the short paragraph recited immediately prior to the Sefer Torah being taken out of the Aron on Monday and Thursday, ein omrim, that section would be omitted as well. That is, like Lamnatzeach, a level of tachnun, which on festive days, a small number of those days, Lamnatzeach and Keil Erech Apayim are omitted, while Tachnun would be omitted on other days as well, days that are not such as Tu B'Shvat, days that have a lower level of festivity, sufficient for Tachnun to be omitted, but for Lamnatzeach and Keil Erech Apayim to be omitted, a higher level of Simcha would be required. Os Gimel, Omrim Kedushas Uvalatzion Imatargum. We recite the Kedusha, which is found in the section of Uvalatzion, with the Targum, with the Aramaic translation to the words of Kedusha, of Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo. V'tzarech Lizor Me'od La'omrim B'Kavana, One should be very careful to recite it with concentration. V'hatargum yesh la'omru b'lachash. The Aramaic translation should be recited silently. The Mishneh Berurah adds that if one is davening shelo b'tzibur, if one is davening alone b'yechidus, he may then recite the targum out loud. Dalet asur la'adam latzeis mi beis hakneses kodem kedushazu. One may not leave the minyan, leave shul, prior to reciting the kedusha of Uva L'Tzion. Especially because these psukim, as we'll see soon, need to be recited b'tzibur with a minyan, unless he absolutely must leave. If it's a shasat chak, then he may leave before kedusha. Asu la'adam latzeis mi beis hakneses. Oshei yesh lahader la'omro im hatzibur. One should see to it that this kedusha of Uva L'Tzion is recited with a minyan as part of the tzibur. V'lochein im bala beis hakneses b'shah shehatzibur omrim osa. If he comes to shul and finds that the congregation is reciting the psukim of kedusha, yomra imoim, he should recite them along with the tzibur af kodem tefilasa, even prior to his own davening. The Shaar Tzion, though, the Shaar Tzion of the Mishneh Berurah points out that seemingly the olam is not knowing to say it before the start of davening. However, if one is holding in Tachnon, if one is catching up and is not up to Ashrei Uva L'Tzion, he should interrupt Tachnon, or the Psukim recited after Tachnon, Shomei Yisrael, and the like, in order to recite the Psukim of Uva L'Tzion with the Tzibur. V'hu adin deyachal la'omro kodem shnei psukim, he may even recite the Psukim of Kedusha, Kadosh, and Baruch, before the two psukim, dahainu Uva L'Tzion v'anizos brisi, the two opening verses in the paragraph of Uva L'Tzion can be delayed until after his recitation of kedusha alongside the tzibur. V'achar kach yomer psukim elon. Only after reciting kedusha with the tzibur should he then proceed to say the psukim of Uva L'Tzion and v'anizos brisi. U'mikol shekein sheyachol adaleg ashe v'lam natzeach. He may certainly skip Ashrei Alam Natzeach, Kedusha Yomar, Kedusha Zu Im Hatzibur, to enable himself to recite this Kedusha with a Tzibur, V'achar Kach Yomar Mashadileg, but then he should be sure to make up that which he skipped. Osvav V'oimrim Aleinu L'Shabeach. At this point, Aleinu L'Shabeach is recited. This is following Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Sfarad would, following the Kaddish after Uva L'Tzion, the Chazan's Kaddish of Tiskabel, Nusach Sfarad says Shir Shal Yom. However, Nusach Ashkenaz says Aleinu at that point. Utsrichim la'omro be'imu v'yira. Aleinu should be said with awe and trepidation, should be said in a solemn, serious way. It's an awesome tefillah, and the Mishneh Berurah writes about how the malachim and the pamalia shalmala, the kaviyachal, the Rebbeinu Shalom's entourage, come down to listen to the tefillah of Aleinu. It's a glorious praise of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'Yeshua tiknoi b'shal shekava shericha. Yeshua wrote this tefillah of Aleinu at the time when of the conquest of Yericho, when he surrounded the walls of Yericho, and the Rishonim have a tradition that has been passed down, that at each time the walls were surrounded, Yeshua recited Aleinu backwards and forwards. As a matter of fact, Yeshua's name is embedded in the words of Aleinu. The acronym Hey Vav Shin Ayin is written in the first paragraph backward. So this comes from an early holy source, and therefore is to be treated with the utmost respect. V'achar kach oimrim mizmer shal yoim u'shar mizmerim. Following the recitation of Aleinu, the Shir Shal Yom, the Song of the Day, and other prakim are recited b'chol makom u'makom kefi minhago. Different locations have various minhagim in terms of which prakim are inserted in for the Shir Shel Yom. Kshayotze mi beis haknesses, when one leaves the shul, Oimer hapasuk Hashem nochani, the pasuk found in the Siddurim that Hashem nochani, Akadosh Baruch Hu, should lead me on the path of truth, on the road of success. Umishtachave mul ha'aron hakodesh, he should bend down and bow in front of the Aron Kodesh, ketamid haniftam merabo, as a talmid would upon taking leave of his rebbe. Kshayetze mi beis haknesses lo yetze v'achayr of the Aron Kodesh, he should not leave shul with his back turned towards the Aron Kodesh, ela yitzadid, rather he should walk out sideways, v'chein b'yiridasa min ha'teva. And this last detail is not found in the Mishnah Berurah, but it seems to be the generally accepted practice that when one leaves the Chazen Shtender, he should not turn around, rather walk back sideways so that his back won't be squarely facing the Aron. Likewise, when one returns a Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh, he should take steps back from the Aron while positioning himself sideways without turning his back to the Aron completely until he's a few steps away, all as a sign of deference and respect to the Kedusha of the Torah and the Kavod Beis HaKnesses. Oshes, kshiyotze mi Beis HaKnesses, asur larutz oylif soya psia gasa. One should not sprint or walk quickly out of shul. Lefi shemare atzmoi sheikuv beis haknesses doma all of the masa. Doing so would indicate that staying in shul is a burden and is something that one cannot wait to put behind him. And therefore, not to indicate this lack of respect for a shul, one should leave slowly. This is said only when he is going to be involved in his own pursuits and his for matters of business and other personal concerns. However, if he is walking from a Beis HaKnesses, a place where which is used only for tefillah, for davening, lebeis hamedrash, to a place of learning, mitzvah lorutz. It is then a mitzvah, it is meritorious for him to run to learn, and the same would apply to one leaving shul to do any other mitzvah. He would be permitted and even encouraged to make haste and leave shul to when after davening ends to perform that that mitzvah. Certainly, if one leaves shul intending to come back, he needs to take care of something and will come right back. It is, the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's a mitzvah then to run so that he could return expeditiously. And that concludes the halachos of tefillah, the halachos of the regular order of davening through Aleinu and the conclusion of tefillah. Thank you.